Your favorite Austrian dwarf with beard is missing some t-shirts. There are 6 t-shirts missing. So if someone took them, you should... should probably deliver them.
All right, and as it seems, Wiklund has left the stage.
Neat. Hi. We're kind of... Oh, your mic doesn't seem to work. Yeah, that worked. Hi. We're in somewhat...
Yes, it does.
Okay,
you just need to turn it on.
All right. Well, there you go. So I'll just give a brief recap of what has happened this evening. We're at kindergarten, which is in Norway. We have electricity now. We have a feed. We have an Evoke logo on the screen, which you can read.
Oh, well, that's a first.
That's just wrong. Okay, we would like to ask the people in Cologne what the hell you think you're doing. We can read your logo. There's something very wrong. Okay.
We should introduce ourselves.
Hi. My name is not Lou.
My name is not Lou either.
Yeah. And neither one of us were so drunk that we had to leave. Not that that's a problem or anything, but yeah, it was.
Anyway, well, nothing serious happened anyway.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. Anyway, the point is, Huamaru and Bon will soon be here.
Yes, after some major difficulties.
Yes, and the stuff here at kindergarten. I was going to say revision for some reason. The stuff
not
here,
yet.
The stuff here
soon.
Yes, is pretty much normal for a Friday night at. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Our 2 o'clock in the morning our time.
No, this is Norwegian time.
It is?
Yes,
okay.
This is Norwegian time.
I haven't adjusted the clock on this, and then just did a mental adjustment. So anyway, the point is, it's almost midnight.
Just for clarification, it's about 15 minutes to midnight,
right.
Norwegian time.
Norwegian time.
And
so,
15 minutes to 1 in real time.
In real time, exactly.
Yes.
We have a gigantic heated... water thing in the back of kindergarten that I understand is working, although I haven't seen it. But I did see Nosfa come by, and he scared the hell out of Mr. T.
Dan, would you like to say the name of the heated thing for us?
The Stompin' Bucket? I have no idea what it's really called, but I keep forgetting what it's actually called and calling it a Stompin' Bucket.
For those of us who do know what it's called, it's actually called a Bodestomp.
Which is not a stompin' bucket. Well, nobody knows what a stompin' bucket is.
But it, according to Slummy, it's a very, very awesome word.
Yes, apparently it is. We have a non-stompin' bucket in back. And we have a Fnuk banner in front of us. We have
Dark light banner on the back of us.
Well, I can't. Yes, we do, and on front underneath the front stage, we can see Danes, we can see Norwegians, we can even see Americans that are posing as Norwegians and Americans that are posing as Finns,
and we can see one Dane who is actually a Norwegian nowadays.
No,
we can't actually.
We can't because he's in back of us.
Somewhere in here?
He's probably in the Stompin' Bucket.
Or Border Stomp for a finish.
Yes. Things are stuff and yeah. Things.
And we had some major issues into getting into air eventually. So we kind of figured all the things out.
Well, yeah.
At the last moment.
We had some audio hookup issues, but we got those solved. We actually have network things that we're not running on the same network as the party place.
We're actually running on Mr. T's network currently.
Mr. T has basically provided us everything that we needed to get going, with the exception of the stuff that regular CNSAT type people would do. But the stuff that you and I brought is completely minor compared to what he brought.
Yeah, he brought the entire system, basically.
And Menace's machine that we have for playing actual media, it won't boot because it can't find the hard drive.
But that's not an issue because we can currently play music from Mr. T's laptop.
Yes, but we've... all of the plans that we had originally, which, okay, here's the original plan. Ziphoid would show up. And that, unfortunately, hasn't happened. And we're very sorry that Ziphoid is not here, because we would really like to see him here. And Ziphoid, basically, this entire show this weekend, we would like you to enjoy as much as you can, because we understand that you can't be with us for the reasons that I couldn't be at Evoke, which is that human beings are susceptible to germs and infections and
indeed
nasty crap. And
without sounding too gruesome,
we
want to extend our best wishes to Ziphoid in Sweden. Get better soon, quick.
Yeah, because if you don't, we really don't know what we're going to do at revision. If you're not better by revision, we're going to send DDT after you, okay?
Yeah, and
and he's passed out right now.
Also, if Ziphoid, if you are not better by revision, we will be admitting you to the Guinness World Book of Records
yes
for the longest fever of all. But in any case, I don't want to give crap to Ziphoid.
No. Basically, what we're saying is we miss you. We wish you were here, but we're going to try and do the best that we can in presenting a show for not just Ziphoid, but everybody, but especially Ziphoid, because if you were here, you'd be enjoying this, and since you're not, we have to try to make it that you can enjoy it as much as possible.
And I hope that Ziphoid is listening to us right now.
I think he might be, considering that he was helping a great deal with getting you guys set up.
Yes, and even in that case that Ziphoid is not listening to us, he can always go to scenesite.com/relive.
Just relive. I think it's relive.se, and if it isn't relive.se, it's re-live.nu.
Well, it's scenesite.com/relive in any case. That works in any case.
Honestly don't know what our regular URL for it is, because we have like...
Or just go to the SceneSat main site and click on the ReLive link there.
Yes. Okay, so giving you a short detail of who is here, I see a Chucky of the gang. I see various Danish folks, including Farfar and Dwarf. I see a Blueberry talking to a Ferris.
And Punctured?
I don't see a Punctured.
Well, he is here.
I see a Faux Clef.
Which is Norwegian.
I see a Waffle of the Norwegian variety, not the British variety and not the Finnish variety.
Or the Swedish variety.
There's a Swedish Waffle, too?
I heard so.
Oh, well, you know, seriously, Swedish Waffle, there's three others, you get a new handle.
I did.
So there is a, I see a Nana, or a Leia, and she's directing people. I see a...
I see a Zila.
Yes, thank you, because I couldn't... I see a Santa.
Oh, of course. Santa of TRSI, and very much greetings for TRSI from all of us in here.
Yeah, and I think all of the people that actually were wearing the Santa Claus outfits earlier that were purchased at Klaus Olsen when we went and picked up sleeping bags and sleeping mattresses, I think all of those people have either... I don't know where my hat is still here. Yes, good. But I'm pretty much done with wearing that for now. And then the people that were wearing those things, I think they were passed out, or they are, they're coding on things, I think.
And it was being asked by the channel that do we see anyone of Darklight, and I've turned around.
There are no Darklight people here in Norway ever.
No.
Ever.
But even in that case that we never see Darklight people in Norway, I have turned around and I see a TFT.
Yeah, there's a TFT. Also, and if you're DDT, you continue to call him Kuzma. And then you say Kuzma that you're the fake Kuzma, which is only slightly annoying.
Yes. But only slightly.
Yeah. Not.
Anyway, TFT is working on stuff with Nerdine.
Yes.
Of Hitman, if I'm correct.
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Yes.
And Witty of Genesis Products Genesis Project.
Genesis Project.
And also 8 or 200 other groups, as he said earlier tonight before he passed out.
That's even more groups than Norsfe.
He basically joins, he gets invited to groups, joins them, and then he just doesn't leave the old group. So he is here, but he has succumbed to the Norwegian temperature and passed out. Yes, then there are various members. I think there's some Tolu members here, and then there's people that are looking at a gigantic... that might be Zigzag, but I can't tell because he's kind of a shadow against a gigantic monitor that is almost the same size as the big screen. There's a Duckers who is here. Hello, Duckers.
Good evening, Truck.
How are you this evening?
I'm extremely fine, except for the fact that I just realized that Deadline All Compost is 12 o'clock tomorrow morning.
And you're going to have to not sleep, right?
Well, I will sleep.
Unless I sleep, and then you won't be able to sleep.
If you sleep, I don't really see the relevance here, but...
You don't remember my snoring and you telling me last year, please move to another room, I can't sleep.
This is correct, but my point was that Gargai will have to move this deadline.
I think that they may be able to do that for somebody of your caliber, meaning somebody that actually finishes demos.
I didn't catch that, Truck.
That's right, because I'm wearing the headset. Here, I'll switch the headsets over to Ducker so he can hear. All right, so I was saying that I think Gargai will need to switch the deadline for a person of your caliber, that is somebody that actually finishes demos, rather than, say, somebody that just shows up and wears a towel.
And, here you go.
Yeah, that's correct, but it's not necessarily that we want to finish a demo here. It's just that he needs to move the deadline.
Well, I think that there have been some other people that have mentioned that they could use some extra time as well. I'll let you work on him in order to get that done now. Folks, I'll take the headset back so I can hear. Because I'm not actually sure what the heck we're going to do real quick. I'm guessing that Mr. T, Mr. T...
Mr. T has been asked... Mr. T, would you like to speak?
No, I'm not asking that. I'm asking if he's capable of playing a tune real quick.
He is, actually.
Good. I'll ask him if he can cue up one of his favorite tunes and tell me what it is.
The Truck is asking you, Mr. T, if you can cue one of your favorite tracks and put it up and maybe say a couple of words about it.
Okay. Right now, Truck?
You need to tell me what it is. You need to give him the headphone. We're running basically.
You know me, Truck. Me and you likes Jesus Christ Motocross. But
oh, we're going to queue up Jesus Christ Motocross.
No.
Oh, we're crap.
We ain't.
Oh, but, that's too bad.
I would really like to play, but I don't have it.
Oh, well.
It is there on the scenes at directory, which you just copied off from me. And
while we straighten out our
show off with a really good song, so let's play Jesus Christ.
All right, let's do that. Hold on, I'm gonna you get that thing set, and then we'll.
But our Truck will have to help me. What directory? What's the performer? I forget.
Hold on, I know this. It's Zach and Esau, I believe.
Ezak.
No, Zach and
Esau. Esau Zickbone. Yeah.
Yes, Esau and Zickbone. Yeah, yes, there you go.
That's it.
That's it. All right, that's wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen. But don't start it just yet.
No, I'm going to actually put it in.
Truck has to do some administration stuff here.
And I have to make sure that I'm actually still logged into the site.
Yes, you are, because you see the...
Yeah, but I'm hicking. Hick. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just invented a new verb. Okay, I don't honestly know why I can't... I'm clicking on things on the interface, and it's going, no, I'm sorry. You're not able to do that. Okay, so we're... Okay, there. Finally. Oh, I'll bet it's because of the speed. And yeah. I'm expecting it to be DSL speed, and I'm on...
Yeah, this is not broadband.
And we're out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm just thinking, oh, yes, absolutely, we're just yeah. really, really fast. And no, we're not. Okay, so give me 3 seconds, folks.
Esau.
Esau and... Well, yeah.
Esau.
Esau and Zikbal.
And there you go.
There we go. And
you could have just written...
I could have switched to this thing, but yeah.
This is dude, this is just boring scenes at administration.
What the heck is Echo and Paul Blackford, Jesus on Ease, Part 13? There is no member of LSD who was ever named Paul Blackford. Period. What the heck is up with that? Okay, anyway, due to the fact that I happen to be a member, oh, what the heck is this? Okay, there's that. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, we're live and have some Jesus Christ Motocross right now.
Yes, play the track. And there you have it.
Yeah, the thing was we were actually supposed to... do we have three headsets now? Okay, that's interesting. We might actually have three people that actually can share two microphones and actually hear each other. We can't see each other, though. And
well, we're working on it, but...
Okay, basically, folks, what we have here is a working setup that we put up about 10 seconds before we went live with Wickland. And we haven't had lights yet.
9.6 seconds, to be exact.
Okay.
And without any lighting. Yeah.
So we're kind of very much, by definition, in the dark, even though we can see people's faces. That's only because they're illuminated by their monitors. We actually may just decide, since there really isn't anything else going on this evening, we may decide that we're going to just go ahead and cut this. On the other hand, we may not, simply because of the fact that part of the reason why I was saying go to a track was so that we could decide what we were going to do. But then, of course, we played Jesus Christ Motocross, so we
and
pretty
we
much...
we listened to a track, and we didn't think of anything.
We basically were like, okay, should we get up and mosh? But, you know, having the headsets on, that's not...
And a full bladder of piss.
Well, you could go take care of that. I mean, there's nothing stopping you. I can, there's a menace who's going to talk to a Gargoy about some sort of crisis.
No, it's not a crisis, because Menace is smiling.
Have you ever known Menace not to smile when he's handling a crisis?
I've seen him not smile when during
yeah, but
a crisis.
But not during a crisis, but, but that, during that a situation.
That would be a not crisis.
Yes, that would be a situation.
Yes, and a crisis and a situation are completely
entirely different things.
Yes.
Especially when we're dealing with menace.
And
hey, I think I see a Hoamaru and a Bon that have just entered.
My girlfriend has just arrived. They were stuck in Lillestrøm. No, that's not my girlfriend.
No, that's somebody else. That might be a Ruth.
No, that's not a Ruth.
I honestly can't see at all. Are you having this issue too?
What?
Not being able to see?
Yeah, but it's mostly because of the beer.
Oh, I have bad eyesight. And
I have cross-eyed because of Norwegian beer.
Yes, and I honestly, I've had alcohol, but I've also, I don't know who those people were. But they came in, and they were wearing backpacks, so I'm assuming that means that there are new people that have arrived.
And I've seen that girl before. I just can never remember her name.
I could have sworn it was Ruth.
No, it's not Ruth.
I know. I could have sworn, but that's because my
eye.
But
the girl, I've usually seen that girl with Zayla, and
but Zayla was here earlier, and
not here.
Oh,
now.
Hold on! Is that Bone? That looks like a Bone, except that I can't see. That's a Bone.
No, that's a Bone. Bone. Okay, yes. So I'm out for a short while here.
Okay. So T101 is going
to
go.
I'm going to hand over the microphone to Mr. T and.
And look, Bone is here, and she's going to hug T101 because she's had a hard day of getting.
I'm signing out for a little while, and this is Mr. T and T101 signing off for a while.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's Bone has arrived in the building, and.
Rudy wants to interview some girls here.
Oh, well, I'm afraid, Rudy, we're going to have an issue because we're not going to interview Bone until after T101 has debriefed her on everything that's going on, and she has debriefed him as to what the heck.
There are other girls here, Truck.
Yes, there are.
And if you know me, I can get them.
Yes, you're on the case. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play. What tune do you want to play?
I have no idea.
All right, you select a tune.
Okay, if anybody want to request a tune, please do.
Especially a tune that we actually have here.
Yes. What do we have, Truck?
I think we have the entire. If T101 says that he updated the hard drive or the mobile drive that he brought here right before we came, so it should be everything that's in the playlist.
Okay.
So you can request anything you want. However,
Mod is calling this Ars Radio. What the fuck is wrong with you, R Mod? He wants jingles. They are talking about the scheduler here right now.
No, they're talking about vote keys. Gargai is saying if you don't have a vote key, which none of us have, then go to the kitchen.
Yeah. Is anybody going to request a song or?
Oh, I'm sure they will. He was requesting something. Rudy, hold on, I'll look at the channel. Okay, Maud was saying Ars Radio jingles.
Yeah. I don't think we have a tune called that.
No, but we might.
And that wasn't in the main channel, Trock. You're reading the wrong channel.
Oh.
Hoffman is screaming, Amiga!
Right.
And that is not a song, Maud. Hey, Hoffman, sorry.
Amiga. Hold on, we'll look up. We'll look at Amiga.
By the way, everybody, hello. My name is Mr. T of Accession. This is my first time on CZ Radio, and I'm proud to be here. I'm sitting next to Truck.
Let me put it this way. Okay, folks, we wouldn't be on the air if he hadn't helped us out by bringing mixers and microphones. When I booked for here, I was expecting Zivoid to be here because, I mean, why wouldn't Zivoid be here? It's not like he was going to get sick like I did for Evoke. Unfortunately, sickness doesn't pay attention to what Zivoid and I want.
Yeah, but Truck, they're screaming for interviews. So, interview me!
I could. All right, let's do that. Because, see, folks, the thing is, tonight we're not going to do interviews.
Okay.
Because people are doing productions.
Okay.
And if they're not doing productions, they're already wasted.
Yeah.
So, Mr. T.
Yes?
You one time ran a radio station or did some broadcasting. Tell people your background in that.
My name is Mr. T. I've been in the scene since probably 1980... When was the Commodore 64 introduced on the market? 82?
No, 84? I think it was 84. I think it was 84.
I can't remember. But probably the year after the Commodore 64 was introduced, I started swapping demos and games. And in probably 92, I think, I met you. Or I... talk to you online.
That's true. We Mr. T and I have known each other since about 1992, and we have seen each other online pretty much every day since then.
Yes.
With the exception of days when I'm not on IRC or the days that he's not, which is relatively rare. It's mostly when I'm at a party or he's out because he's dating five chicks at the same time. And we joke about this, but the truth of the matter is I'm not actually sure that isn't the case. He is well known for having a very good repartee with the ladies. And so basically the thing is, he and I have known each other for a long time. This is actually the first time we've actually met. We tried to meet like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. In London.
You were there for... because Mr. T is a huge fan of a soccer/football team by the name of Rosenborg.
Correct.
And he was in London at that time because Rosenborg was playing Arsenal or something.
Oh, yeah.
And we were supposed to meet up because I was working in London at the time, and unfortunately, it didn't work out. He ended up at a different bar, and I ended up having to work. And so, this is actually the first time that we've ever physically been in the same location.
Oh my God! You make that sound
well. That's the
sound
thing.
Dirty.
Not really. No, people know that I tend to be at a number of parties. Now the thing is that you haven't been. What was the last demo party that you were that you went to prior to this?
Let's talk about something else.
Okay, so he hasn't been to a party for quite some time.
Yeah.
And we're very glad that he's here. He's unfortunately. One of the things that happens if you come to a party after you've been away for a while is you get shocked by certain things. Like, for example, oh my God, there are Finns.
And they are nude.
Yeah, well, Nosfa wasn't entirely nude. He was wearing a towel. But we do have what we call, what is it that you call a stomp and bucket?
Tub.
Yes, yes. He's calling it a tub. It's actually some sort
of... Bad stump.
Yes, bad stump.
Yes.
And we have one in back.
And there was girl in it, I saw. And quite a few cute ones as well. I don't know if I should say that loud because...
Oh, you can. Because people will then go, oh... It's fun to go to a demo party. I might actually meet people that I want to actually talk to.
Yeah.
That are not wearing towels or that don't know when to shut up. or DDT. And they're showing some 4Ks now, and it's a good thing that DDT is not awake because he would be shouting about how you can't do a 4K without using external libraries, and therefore it's just wrong. Anyway, the point is, when you want to make something, make something.
Yeah.
And we encourage folks to both make tunes and make demos and productions and so forth, and that's why we're here, really. Not just to enjoy broadcasting and talking to people and talking to friends and seeing old friends or meeting folks that we've known for 20 years but haven't managed to actually be in the same location, but we really do enjoy all of the productions, such as the ones that they're showing on the screen right now while we're talking over.
And by the way, Truck, while we're at it, please request a song if you like to hear it.
Yes. We haven't got any requests
yet. Nobody requested anything. And
but I know Hoamaru is here.
Who?
Hoamaru, you remember?
I have to admit, it's pretty damn funny to sit here and talk on the radio and see people on the IRC channel,
you know,
respond
what?
To what we say.
Let's play something from Hoffman.
Just okay, pick, yeah, Hoffman.
Yeah, pick
I like
Hoffman
him. He's a fucking... sorry.
Yep.
He's a... am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, of course you are.
Okay. He's a professional DJ, and...
just not in Norwegian, because I don't understand it then.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything in Norwegian. I said... I'm not going to repeat it. But I used to listen to Hoffman's show, and... it's very professional. It's he's probably a real DJ or a real radio host or something. I don't know. Are you Hoffman? Are you?
You know
here?
What we're gonna do? We're gonna play Hoffman and Gargai.
Okay.
Yeah, pick that one.
What song?
They only have one.
I have five Hoffman songs.
But it's the one from Hoffman and Gargai.
Yeah, but you, you
hold
need...
on. I'll ask Gargai. Gargai, what was the name of the track that you and Hoffman did for Revision Dispatcher?
For what?
The track that you and Hoffman did for Revision.
Double Trouble. That was the track,
yeah.
and the demo for it is coming later this year.
Cool.
I okay. don't. I don't
Folks,
have that one.
Yes, we do. I'm sure we. Hold on. The OU. We have to. Yeah, we have to have.
In the catalog called Hoffman, I have five songs.
No. Look for Hoffman and Gargai. We have
oh,
to have
Lord.
It.
What was the name of the song?
A Double Trouble.
A Double Trouble. I will do a search for a double.
Yeah.
And no.
Okay, that's really strange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the coping.
Yeah, maybe the we'll play that later. Okay, get a Hoffman track.
Yeah.
Okay, the important thing, folks, is that the demo for that track will be out later this year. That's only about a month.
I have five Hoffman songs here.
All right, let's see which Hoffman track we do.
Can't we let Hoffman choose from the five songs we have?
Yeah, go
Hoffman.
Ahead.
We have, I guess you're listening since you're writing in the channel, we have...
look, it's the demo that has my picture in it.
Yes, Truck, how do you pronounce this? Ascensions?
Ascensions, that's sounds
Rocks,
good.
Cuts and Scratches, Unreal, and Yeah. Hoffman, please choose the song. I think Rudy is drunk.
Okay, Hoffman says yep.
Yeah, good choice there, Hoffman. Yep.
That's not one of the ones we were looking for.
Oh, this is quite funny.
This is live radio.
You know, I really love this. I really love it. The Hunter.
Mod is looking for the Hunter. Do we have... okay, Unreal. We're going to do Unreal.
Okay. I have it ready.
Good.
So just do you know how to control everything?
I have everything here. You go ahead and start playing it, and mute the mics, and I'll take care of the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Trock. Now let's see if we can have KB with the product playing in the background here. Yes. Let's see. I'm gonna try it. I can't promise it works.
The problem is, this is actually the wrong version. But the thing is,
it doesn't matter.
No.
We're just trying to play it in the background.
Exactly, and this is all right.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not sure we actually have the loading tune.
Oh, sorry. The music is a little too loud.
Well, just turn it down. Yeah. I'm not sure we actually have the loader tune. It doesn't appear to be in the database for us to automatically queue it into the system.
If someone wants to give us the download link, we could just download it.
Well, the thing is that actually it would probably... even though the download itself is very small, because it's only a 64K intro.
Yeah. Hang on, the music is still too low, I think.
The difficulty is that we would then need to render it, and that actually may cause some problems with your computer, not because of the CPU speed, not because of the I.O. speed, but simply because of the fact that we're actually using your computer to play tunes.
Okay.
So,
we'll see. You know a lot of much more about this than me, so I'm not going to say anything because I have no clue.
Oh, we're watching a great Cocoon demo at the moment here live. Bon has come by. Say hi, Bon.
Hello from Bon.
There we go. So,
that was a girl.
Yes, it was. And this is Bone is getting a hug from a six-pack. Six-pack, this is Bone. This is Bone.
Why don't you invite her over? We have a chair in the middle there.
Well, we could do that, but I'm
sorry. But we don't, no, yeah, we don't like girls.
No, we do.
We just,
you know, those of them that are dating T101 might actually want to, like, be online when T101 is interviewing.
Yeah, but we're not going to hit on them. We're just going to interview them.
Exactly, and we'll just leave that.
Because I've always wondered how a girl, what the hell is thinks about these parties, and for that what do you say for that case or matter?
Yeah,
something I call that.
I think we'll wait for that for tomorrow.
Okay.
She just got here, and and oh heck, there's a Hoamaru over there, and yes,
we should go around talking to people tomorrow.
We will do that. We will get people here
when they are sober.
Yeah, or when they're more awake.
Holy man, of course we like girls, but most girls that are at the demo parties are, what do you call, occupied?
Very occupied.
Yeah,
right now, they're working on their productions.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't seen Off-White yet. Well, we'll find her tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, listen, here's the deal. We're playing that track, but we were going to play another track, and I don't remember what it is. And we queued it up. And let's see here.
Mod says that his girlfriend loves parties. T101 is back, and I'm not the one on the head. What do you call it? The head.
See if.
I'm doing an excellent job, T101 says.
See if we have the Dark Halo track that was requested.
Dark Halo.
Yes, I'm not sure.
But I have the other request that was stuck in a beehive.
Yes, we
I could check. What did you call it again?
That was Keith 303, stuck in a beehive.
The song you said was...
Oh, that was Dark Halo Neuromancer.
Dark Halo, hang on.
I'm not absolutely sure we have that one either. This is one of the issues that we run into quite often, is that what we have is a limited selection of the somewhat infinite number of demos.
We don't have the Dark Halo.
Oh, don't have the Dark Halo thing. We'll try to find it tomorrow. I'll try to pull it across through a network when we actually have network, or overnight. In the meantime, the Keith 303 track, is that available? Yeah, look for the Keith 303. You just handed the microphone to T101.
Yes, it's available. And
all right, cue that up.
Next.
Let's do that one. Let's see if I can figure out, let's see, Stuck in the Beehive. I'll type Stuck, and yes, there's Keith 303. Why don't you go ahead and cue that sucker up? And then basically, I think what we're going to do is we're going to just sign off for the night, because I'm getting tired. And I think we need to say goodnight. There's not anything going to be actually shown on the screen. Okay, well, this appears...
Well, it's just a generic demo show.
Well, not generic, but quite a good demo show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I don't know exactly what time we're going to start broadcasting, primarily because we don't actually know when we're going to have network. Or when we're going to have actual stuff on the stage.
Or what the actual schedule actually says.
Because, again, as Duckers was saying, they need to move the deadlines. Folks, we're going to be online sometime tomorrow afternoon. We'll try to make it as early as possible. But quite frankly, I'm going to get some sleep first.
Yeah, and as soon as we know, you will know. We'll be broadcasting all the information to the IRC, to the Facebook, and if possible to the Twitter. We'll need support for that.
We won't. We'll basically do it this way. What we're going to say is this. If we have network, we will announce it first. Stay tuned. Look in all the usual places that you normally look. And if you don't know where to look, go to the IRC channel on FNET. I don't know. It's the CNSAT channel, which is either, depending on what part of the world you're from, it's either the pound CNSAT, hash CNSAT, Octothorpe CNSAT, or that thing CNSAT.
And if you do not use IRC, then we will try to have the most updated information on the website itself on the upcoming shows.
Yes. We'll right now I think that it's set. Well, hell, I can even look. But I'll just, we're just going to say Stuck in the Beehive is coming up, because it's not like I have the time right. Manage shows. I'm going to manage a show for tomorrow. I may actually be off the air because, no, I'm not. I have no idea based on, it says that I'm archiving. Yes. Okay, good. I've been on the air for some time. Okay. So, sorry, we're trying to figure the thing. Kindergarten Weekend Start 2 is supposed to start at... it doesn't say.
You need to click on edit.
It's supposed to start at 7 p.m. I think we'll probably be online before that. But the latest that we'll be on is never. We'll let you know. Here is Keith 303. With his track, I believe from Evoke 2 years ago, stuck. Even if that's not right, that's because I'm tired. Stuck in the Beehive. Here you go. We'll see you tomorrow at some point.
Yes.
Good night.
This is Truck and T101 signing off with Keith 303. Here we go. And we're not off yet, as it turns out.
No, because we're going to... Well, I don't... Okay, that says prepared. Okay, I'm going to fiddle with stuff, and I think it's actually that my computer and the speed of the network is causing some issues with the website, but we're actually broadcasting, and that's the important part. You can hear us as I fumble around with things.
And so, and as I watch truck fumble.
Yes, the bottom line is we've got a track, and we'd like to play it. Frankie, really, I've had a 2 hours of sleep, and I need to go and check and see if DDT is still passed out. And also, I have not got control of my tongue. And
as usual,
Nosfa would like to say something.
Hello. Mulla on semmoinen asia, että every fucking people who have ever used Amiga should come to the Finnish Amiga party between the 30th of March and the 2nd of December, because that's going to be the most sexiest, most nicest, most exhilarating Amiga party that has ever fucking happened in Finland. And we going to make all of the Amiga seniors love each other fucking warmly there. And it's gonna be a fucking orgy of Amiga. And it's gonna be so fucking hot that you're gonna have the CPUs melting in the hotness of Amiga.
Also, it will not be. Oh, hold on. I'm not okay. Yeah, you can hear me.
Yes.
The thing is, I don't believe it starts in March. I think it actually starts in December. It does end in December, like he said.
Yeah. But, it starts in 30th of November to 2nd of December.
Yes, exactly.
That weekend from Friday to Sunday. It's going to be full-on Amiga action, just as Nospe explained.
If it were actually, if the party lasted from March until December, I'm fairly sure we'd run out of beer.
And we might actually, and I'm just saying, I'm not sure, but we may actually, we would have, or how do you say it in English? I'm going to try and say we might run out of scrawlers.
Yeah, we would probably run out of scrollers. Okay.
Yeah, no, we are not saying that as a definite truth.
But no. Especially concerning the fact that I might be there.
It may or may not happen. What we are just guessing, that's the best way you can do it, to guess that we may run out of scrollers. Yeah, so in any case, come to Finnish Amiga Party 30th of November, not March, November. Up until 2nd of December, and it will be held in the usual place. And if you want more information, you have to go to the Finnish Amiga Party IRC channel, which is in IRCnet, of course. It's called what's the
FAP 2012?
Yeah, but what's the symbol?
That's the thing I just said.
Hash.
It's either a hash. It's not a hash. It's a pound. But if you live in England, then you are probably going to call it an octothorpe, unless, of course, you're going to call it a hash.
But if you're familiar with IRC, you will know what symbol to put in front of FAP 2012.
If you have an English keyboard, it might be Shift 3. If you have any sort of French keyboard, it might be Shift 3. And if you have a Finnish Swedish keyboard, it might be Shift 3. But it might not.
So we were just going to say that come to IRCnet and come to FAP 2012.
You know, when the designers of IRC picked the pound sign as the prefix.
You do realize that I understand the pound sign as the symbol of the British pound.
Yeah, but if you ever go to the U.S. and you have to use
Isn't there a pound button on the telephone?
Yes, it's and it actually looks exactly like what the Octothorpe, you know, the
tic-tac-toe.
Yes, the tic-tac-toe. The tic-tac-toe symbol, ladies yes. and gentlemen. We're going to call it the tic-tac-toe symbol.
Yeah, that is as close as universally that thing can be understood.
Because in the U.S., when you are dealing with a voicemail box, they will say, press #3 in order to listen to your message. But if you're in the U.K., it will say, press #3. And you would be surprised how many people from the U.K. get confused in the U.S. and how many people in the U.S. get confused in the U.K. because they don't know what the heck they're supposed to do. And a lot of systems solve this problem by going to *. Ladies and gentlemen,
But here it seems that we're going to do just press tic-tac-toe.
The tic-tac-toe. Yes. Except not three. It's the scene set channel. Yes. In FNET. Xerxes, who's not here, unfortunately, has a lovely track by the name of Cleopatra, which we will play as we leave for the day. We'll see you tomorrow at a reasonable hour after I have had sleep.
And here we go with Xerxes, Truck and T101 signing off once again.
Bye, Frankie.